must unlearn what you have learned.
Hello there. Come here, my little friend. Don't be afraid.
Away with your weapon! I mean you no harm!
Kill him. Kill him now. Do it.
You failed, Your Highness. I am a Jedi, like my father and brother.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Shooting the Sith. I am Robert, your host, and welcome back. This is episode number 2 of Shooting the Sith, part of the Spoiler Country podcast, Spoilerverse, as we're calling it. I'm pretty pumped, and I hope you all got a chance to listen to the first episode. Probably not, because I only got 4 plays on it, but that's okay, because this is kind of new, starting out and everything like that, and there are thousands of other Star Wars podcasts out there that could possibly be better than mine. I'm not saying they are, but could possibly be better. But what we're going to do today is just go over some quick things that I found over on makingstarwars.net. They posted a few things the other day that I thought was very, very interesting. Now, you have to bear with me a little bit here, because I do kind of do some of this while driving around from work to home, so please bear with me, especially if you hear some of the background noises of other cars and traffic. Now, one of the big things that's going on right now, everybody's getting prepared for the Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker trailer, which we don't have a definite date yet for when it's going to be coming out. However, many speculate, as well as myself, will be coming out on Monday, October 14th, during Monday Night Football, like the last two saga films have. Both of them came out in the middle of October on a Monday during Monday Night Football. You know, Monday Night Football is on ABC, which is a station, part of the Disney conglomerate of Disney. So we got some interesting things that have come up, though, about the trailer, which kind of spoiled the movie a little bit here. So if you're somebody who really just doesn't want to hear any spoilers of the movie, please just, I hate to say turn it off now, but you may not want to listen to this. Definitely come back for another episode, or listen to my last episode where there were no spoilers. But definitely, if you don't want to hear spoilers, this could be very spoiler-filled, because there's a few points here that I think are very interesting that people are going to want to know about, want to hear about, who don't mind spoilers. And, so we'll just get to it then. All right, I know this sounds a little off the beaten cuff here with me doing this while I'm driving and such, but that's okay. Let's take a look here. So, at makingstarwars.net, they got a little bit of an inside source. They're saying that the trailer is said to open with Kylo Ren landing on a dead world called Exegol. Not really sure of pronunciation or even spelling of that yet, but that's really interesting, because there's been a lot of rumor that has been going around about Kylo Ren searching for the source of Snoke's power in this movie. He's trying to figure out why Snoke was as powerful as he was. I guess there was a lot of mystery to Snoke, according to Kylo, or in Kylo Ren's eyes as well. So this is an interesting tidbit. If this is truly what he's doing and going to a planet to look for the source of Snoke's power, this planet is said to be on the Outer Rim, or the Unknown Regions, I should say. Not the Outer Rim, but the Unknown Regions. Now, the trailer continues with us observing Kylo walking towards a large floating cube. Now, could this be the totem or the source of Snoke's power? Maybe. Maybe it's more. Who knows? I guess we'll find out later on in the movie. Now, we then see Kylo Ren taking a lift or an elevator down below the surface of the planet. Now, I'm telling you guys, if you've made it this far into the podcast, turn it off now if you don't want spoilers, because this is kind of a big spoiler. I mean, we all know the big news that came out from the first trailer, or first teaser that came out, and then the second tease, or the little snippet that they showed at D23, showed a bit more. But I'm telling you, if you don't want to know anything, turn this off now. I would never, ever want to tell listeners to turn off a show, but I would really rather me not be the reason that things get spoiled for somebody who doesn't want to be spoiled. Now, in the trailer, Ren goes down this lift to the surface or below the surface of the planet. This is where he meets an old man. Now, rumor is saying that this old man beneath the surface of the planet will be none other than Palpatine himself, Darth Sidious. If that is the case, which I think would be fan-freaking-tastic, especially if that happens early on in the movie. I don't think it's going to happen early on in the movie. I'm guessing it's going to be maybe about a quarter of the way in this happens, if not more, into the movie. But I think getting him into the movie sooner rather than later is going to definitely help with expanding on his backstory, on where he's been, how he's been, and why he's been where he is at. So the trailer continues with some jumps to Kylo with his saber igniting and being put up to the old man's neck, who identifies himself as Darth Sidious. Now, Palpatine, or Sidious, is in a vertical med chair, and he is strapped into it. We then see a lot of general shots of the movie, of battles and the resistance, like the stuff we've seen before in the teaser and the sneak peek. Excuse me. The trailer will then end with Palpatine saying something in his gravely spooky voice. "We will likely report on soon," says MakingStarWars.net. Excuse me. So, that's a decent amount of information we got on this trailer that could be coming out here within the next week or so. Like I said, I believe it's going to come out on October 14th, which is 1 week from the day that I'm recording this. And by my estimation, we'll probably get an announcement during Monday Night Football on October 7th, which is today. Recording date could be, a couple days ago, depending on when you're listening to this show, this podcast. Now, guys, I'm telling you, I'm excited for this trailer. I know it's going to be coming out. I know that we're going to get more of a story beat, or a few more story beats in this trailer than what we've gotten in the teaser or the sneak peek. What do you guys think? I mean, honestly, what do you think? Is this sound? I think it sounds feasible. From other rumors and other things that I have seen and read and heard through the interweb, this sounds very likely of being what would be in a trailer. I'm kind of shocked that they would show Palpatine in the trailer, but honestly, I don't think that's the big reveal. That's not the big shock that we're going to get in this movie. The big thing that JJ always likes to do in his films, you know, that WTF moment, that's definitely not going to be Palpatine. I think it's going to be something else, more related to Rey than anything else within the film or the franchise. Just like he did with Han Solo in The Force Awakens, that was his WTF moment of, holy crap, you killed Han Solo. I think that there's going to be another moment in this movie similar to that. I'm not saying that he's killing off anybody. Could be Leia that he kills off. But I think it's going to be more related to Rey than anything else. With that, I don't have much more. I did want to get something out there today, this week, to talk about and to get the discussion rolling. Now, I don't know if you guys checked out scpod.net. That website is the website for Spoiler Country. You can find all of my content as well as much more content. If you're a fan of comics, movies, anything in the pulp culture field of anything, you could go to scpod.net and find so much on there. There's a lot of great stuff. I write articles not just about Star Wars, which is my main focus. I do write some articles about different things. I will podcast all the time about Star Wars. I may jump on to other podcasts from time to time and talk about some other things, but that is where you're going to find a lot of great content. And, help us build this Spoilerverse. Because let me tell you, I'm excited about it. Everybody part of Spoiler Country is excited about it. I want you guys to be excited about it, too. Now, if you want to, you can reach out to me on Twitter, at rslavinsky. That's my Shooting the Sith Twitter feed. Now, you can jump on there. And you know one thing I'm really interested in? Force Friday, or Triple Force Friday, was just this past week. And I want to see what everybody's haul was. What did you get? I was highly disappointed. I went to a few different stores, didn't find much of anything. I ended up not buying anything because I didn't realize that the 3 3/4 inch figures were made differently now. Not only that, but they jumped up in price to $12.99 from, I think they were $9.99 last I saw. Now they're $12.99. That's getting a little absurd, especially for a 3 3/4 inch figure. Absolutely insane, if you ask me. Hasbro and Lucasfilm, you guys got to get on the ball here and really get back to what fans and collectors really wanted. These Black Series figures, I've never been a fan of them. They're too big. They're just too much. Like, I don't want a Black Series figure. And they're too expensive, like $17, $20. That's just absurd. As a collector, the hunt for me, I can't tell you enough. Like, what I loved doing when I was a kid, during the Power of the Force ages of action figures, I would run around Hills, Ames, Kmart, Farmore, all these different stores. Before there was Walmarts in my area, I would go to these different stores constantly. I was looking for a Grand Moff Tarkin, because prior to the Power of the Force line, he was never made. He was not made in the 70s and 80s run of figures, so that was kind of like the big get. If you could find a Grand Moff Tarkin, then you would, hey, you found Grand Moff Tarkin. Awesome. I remember the day that I went and I found that. Oh, dude, I was so excited. I had to beg my mom to buy it for me. I was like 9, 10 years old, but I was that excited about finding that figure. Anymore, I know I'm not going to find anything when I go around to a store. I'm lucky to find, during the Last Jedi, all I wanted to get was a Princess Leia 3 3/4 inch figure. And I couldn't find her. I couldn't find her anywhere. Luckily, my co-host Colton from Bridging the Geekdoms, he's the one that actually found it for me and picked it up for me, but just no stores were carrying it. Like, it's impossible to find anything anymore when it comes to the figures. And I just feel that Lucasfilm or Hasbro or whoever it is, just they don't have the same leadership that they had with the toys during the Power of the Force years, or even the prequels. The prequels had some pretty good toy lines as well. So, I don't know. Maybe Disney should think about bringing Lucas back to help out with their merchandising, because that man was a genius when it came to merchandising. Honestly, guys, I'm going to let it go here. I want to hear your thoughts on what I just talked about when it comes to this trailer. Let me know. If you think that all sounds feasible, if you think it's going to be something that happens or is going to come up in the trailer, even in the movie, could it just be all bullpucky? It could be. I don't know. I think it's going to be something interesting. You know, seeing Kylo Ren go to a different planet. Now, personally, I would love it to be, Moriban or Korriban? I can't remember which one it is, because I know they changed it from one to the other. I want to say it's Moriban now. It used to be Korriban, but now it's Moriban. Is the Sith planet. I think that would be cool if that ended up being the planet it was. I would love to see them go back to Mustafar in some way, shape, or form. I wish they would just do it, because it needs to happen. It needs to happen fast. Well, not fast, but it needs to happen, because I want to see it happen. And I'm sure fans would love to see that as well, but that's more of a Vader thing, not so much a Palpatine thing. So, I don't know. I just want to see what's going on. I can't wait for this trailer. I'm excited. I hope you're all excited, because this marketing push is starting. It's in full force, no pun intended. I'm looking forward to it, because from this point forward, that's all we're going to see, is we're just going to start seeing TV spots, trailers. We got posters, we got the attire, we got toys, everything is coming out. And, you know, books, new books are coming out. I know some of the toys were held back for after the release of the film, because it may give away spoilers. So we have that to look forward to even after the movie. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are. Again, thanks for listening. And again, my shows aren't going to be long. You know, short 10, 15, 20-minute episodes where I just talk about one subject, get it out there, get it into your face and into your ears, something that you can talk about. Come to me. Talk to me on Twitter, please, at rslavinsky. That's at rslavinsky. Let's talk about stuff. I have a cool little thing going on right now on Twitter where, you know, let's pitch our best Star Wars movie ideas. You know, they can be great, they can be wacky, they can be silly, whatever they are, just pitch them, because it's a fun time. Being a Star Wars fan is all about having fun, and that's what I'm trying to bring to the fandom once again. That's something that has been lost over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. So let's bring the fun back to Star Wars. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.